thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, find the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, find the glory. Revive. The Lamb that was slain, who had borne all our sin and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory.
Open up your eyes and see the rise and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
You better
just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. It is January 13th, 2024, and I don't know if anybody can hear me out there. We've had some technical difficulties, and I fired up a backup system and am trying to get a signal out. So bear with me. We'll be right back.
On the European shores, then rose to flee the persecuting powers that held England in her throes. In sailing ships they crossed the oceans wide to the land our God bestowed, to plant the seed of Christian liberty so that all the world would know. Prosperity and health, but the ancient powers that ruled the earth grew lustfully jealous of her wealth and sent the British armies to make war with his sons of liberty, who placed their faith in God and by his grace fought and won the victory and proclaimed themselves.
We the people of the United States of America shall be faithful and establish rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny.
We the people of the United States of America,
our God reigns and proclaims liberty.
We the people of the United States of America.
Unfolds in our nation's history as the ancient banking powers that rule this earth tries to steal our sovereignty. And now this new world order marches in to make war within our land, and once again Americans, it's time to rise up and take a stand and declare ourselves.
We the people of the United States of America shall be faithful and restore our rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny.
The people of the United States of America,
our God reigns and proclaims liberty.
We the people of the United States of America.
We the people. United States of America.
And good morning and welcome back. I think that I got a few of these problems figured out, and I think I've got Tim on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Well, glad you could make it. Why don't you go ahead and start us off with a word of prayer, Tim?
All right. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would bless this ministry, Lord, that you bless this broadcast as it goes out, that it might be of benefit to your people and to your kingdom. Lord, we ask that you'd guide and direct and overcome the issues that are set before us, Lord, that the enemy, the roadblocks that the enemy throws up, Lord, whether they are technical or financial or health or whatever there is, Lord, that they would be brought to naught, that your people would receive the benefit of their salvation. Lord, we ask that you just guide, direct, and bless, that you would help our tongues to say the right thing, Lord, and that our hearts would be in the right alignment with our God, and that our minds would follow suit, Lord, that we might continue forward in the name of Jesus Christ to the ultimate conclusion of your plan. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tim. And again, we are back and we are streaming live. It is January 13th, 2024. We welcome you folks out there, and I'm sure glad you could make it, Tim. It's there's a lot of exciting things that are going on in this day and age, and one of the things that I just was looking at, and I don't know if you'd seen it or not, but National Guard called out in Texas to stop basically the feds from getting to the border.
I just had seen a quick snip on that. I don't really know anything about it yet, but I'm interested. What'd you find out?
Not a whole lot as of yet. I'm trying to find out more. Why don't you keep talking for a minute, and I'm going to get this audio dialed in. Did you have anything
okay,
you wanted to
start off
with? Okay,
that'd be good. You're running a little quiet here.
Okay, so, all right.
I did see that, I know there's been a lot of hubbub in the news here lately as far as Texas angle goes about them making some noise about getting out of, the U.S. or doing some withdrawals. I have no idea how serious that is, but I think that it's interesting that, when you're down there on the battlefront, basically, with all these illegals coming across the line, I'm sure that's going to change some perspectives. I mean, they're inundated in a way most of us up here don't understand, and I think it's very carefully kept out of the news. So that could be an issue, right? So as far as that goes. But there's a lot of interesting things going on. There's this overlying concern of the powers that be thinking that they're going to handle everything, and then there's the underlying power of people that are actually there in the midst of it. So I think we're going to see some interesting things going on there as far as what's coming up. I know Texas has been on that, Arizona, New Mexico. There's been some issues down there, and we've had one of the thoughts that occurred to me here a while back, and we've talked about this asymmetric warfare thing with these illegals coming over the line, is the fact that, they're soldier age. They're not bringing their wives. They're not bringing their kids. They're just a bunch of military-aged men coming across the line by the thousands. And, of course, supposedly they're unarmed, and they probably are, but I was talking to a friend yesterday or the day before, and he brought out the fact that, do you remember when all of the arms and ammo and all of that stuff was going to places like the post office or to the USDA or different places like that here a few years back? And he goes, there was going to be an arms insurrection or something, maybe that stuff
right.
Being stockpiled for their benefit. So,
can you hear me a little bit better there, Tim?
Yep, much better.
Okay,
thank you.
Good. Yeah, and I know this, and I remember that, and, there was all those government agencies that were buying just the boatloads of ammunition, and people were saying, they're not buying enough to put a niche in the market, and boy, they sure were. I mean, it was, the millions and millions of rounds that were going through there for all the different government agencies and getting shipped all over the country. Yeah, that was, I mean, very, very, very interesting. And, I mean, you look at these pictures of these borders, and I mean, it's come out, and we've been talking about it for a long time, but it was, it's like you said, military-age men from all different countries, from Nigeria, Africa, Venezuela, I mean, you name it, all over the place.
Yeah, the Middle East. I mean, you know, really, at the end of the day, if someone from certain areas of places, especially that hate us, want to disguise themselves to look like Latinos or something like that, it's not impossible to do. I mean, not that, so you have this issue there with them coming up, and there's no tracking. I mean, my goodness, they give them a cell phone and a credit card and send them on their merry way, you know, so it's like... I once again, I reiterate, I know I'm probably kind of a broken record on it, but, you know, they call them immigrants and different things like that. And it's like, no, they're not. They're illegal aliens. They are, you know, they're criminals. I mean, so it's like, get the right frame of mind wrapped around it, you know? So,
exactly.
Yeah. So.
Well, we got some cold weather here in Colorado for sure. Temperatures started dropping yesterday, and it just dropped and dropped and dropped and dropped and dropped. And, you know, looking out at the forecast over the country and some of the stuff that I've seen and some of the messages that I've got from people are like, it's snowing all around us, and we're getting snow, and people are plowing snow. And I heard from people from up around Chicago and all the way up into Washington State, and it just seems like everything's just getting hit like crazy. I know we were supposed to get 1 inch of snow in the next 48 hours, and as we were driving home late last night, it was a complete and absolute whiteout. I mean, you know, 15, 20 miles an hour on the roads, and that was roads that I know that I drive all the time. I mean, and it was, you just couldn't hardly see anything. And I seen where several places where people had went off the road already, and there was already an inch or two, probably 2 inches of snow on the roads, and it was just coming down like crazy. So it was it definitely interesting. I don't know, did it get all the way across over to you, Tim, or
we did get a fair jag of snow. I'd say 3 or 4 inches. The temperature here this morning is kind of a noteworthy thing. It's 10 below real with a 35 below zero wind chill right now. So it's yeah, it's a death level event out there if you have car trouble or something. You know, you don't want to be outside very long if you don't have to be. So we got about 4 to 5 inches of snow. The Lord has blessed us with relatively low winds, which is nice. So no blizzard conditions. I mean, we do have 10 or 15, which is what you call no wind in Nebraska.
Yeah, and even looking at the map up there in Canada, Derek sent me a map, and it said snow all around. And, man, from the top of the country to the bottom of the country, just about everywhere, it's redded out, and it's showing like they got hit with snow like crazy, too.
Yeah. It's a real deal. I mean, I guess this is one of those opportunities for some good not practice, but definitely an opportunity to use the skills that you've been training yourself with as far as, you know, staying warm and staying out of trouble and making sure. I know the power was off here momentarily yesterday, which left us all a little bit concerned, but it was only about 2 minutes and it was back on, so we haven't had any other issues. But, you know, there's several different things like that going on. And I had multiple phone calls from neighbors and friends yesterday that were gelled up, you know, different things like that. So on their diesels and different stuff. So it's creating trouble for the cattle and trouble for the farmers and the ranchers. And it's not nice. So, but it is, I guess, January. So, I we're seeing all that stuff go on as far as this time of the year goes. So,
yeah.
I've tried to. I did find an article there that was interesting to me, and I'm trying to find it again. I thought it was a.
Tim, while you're looking for that, I sorry to be late, guys. Sorry for the problems this morning. We just absolutely no internet at the ranch. Like you had mentioned, Tim, we've had the power rotating on and off, and we were 11 degrees this morning. Same thing, about a 35-mile-an-hour or 35 minus 35 wind chill. Pretty brisk outside, and kind of socked in as well. Pretty gray. So I guess our internet didn't want to work, but.
Yeah, your phone's not working really very well either, Richard.
All right. So, yeah, I drove about a half mile up or about a mile and a half up the road. But just want to say good morning. Cold here. The stream's coming in good. Wanted to let you know that. I was listening on the internet. So I'll back off and listen on the internet, guys. Have a good broadcast.
Yeah, this is Paul here.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I got a text from Tom Watson this morning, minus 54 there.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That the temperature did say it included the wind chill.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Oh, brr.
Well, Tim, why don't you go ahead and say a prayer for those people out there that are facing these extreme cold temperatures and their livestock and their livelihood and... let's just start off with that.
All right.
54 below zero. That's something that something happens. I mean, you're out feeding cows or something. You have something happen with a tractor or something like that. It can be detrimental to anybody. And there's a lot of people out there that are going to be out there working their livestock, trying to keep them safe, trying to get them fed. So go ahead, Tim.
Oh, holy minutes, dear Lord God and Heavenly Father, we just pray, Lord, particularly for blessings and for protection over your people, Lord. And we see this weather, and Lord, we know that our only solace, our only protection is our God. Lord, we just pray that you would create a situation here where people are protected as they're out there doing the efforts and the jobs and the things, Lord, that are necessary for survival in this system, Lord, that you would protect them and just send your angels to guide and direct and protect, Lord, and to run interference against this, that, Lord, you would eliminate breakdowns, that you would keep them safe, Lord, that you would help their livestock to survive, and, Lord, that you would bring them safely back home and that their homes would be warm, freeze ups and freeze downs and everything would be eliminated, Lord, that you just grant them your blessings and safety, Lord, return them home safely. But also, Lord, we pray that you would protect the things that you've given them to steward over, Lord. We know that without you, we are nothing. We know that all help comes from our God. Doesn't matter how big or how small, it all comes from you. We thank you for it in advance, Lord, knowing you bring these things about, that you protect your people and watch over them, care for them. In Christ's name, we pray it. Amen.
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 What do you see going on in the world, Paul? Anything you want to start talking about?
Well, we're getting some snow. We're supposed to get up to 14 inches.
Wow.
And then it's going to drop down to, I don't know, high of 14 in a couple of days. So, yeah, it's a little change of pace. We've had a very mild winter to this point. Actually rain, which isn't all that healthy because the humidity just been extremely high. Other than that, it's a great day.
Yeah. You guys need the moisture too, don't you? Are you guys still dry up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I call days like this no guilt days. You can stay inside and do some things that you normally would feel like you shouldn't be doing or wasted time or something else, you know, there's more important things. And days like this are like, no, I can just do these things and feel real good about it. So.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a thing of life. We have our agenda, then God has an agenda, you know, so we got to see where we fit. Maybe it's time for to take a break. You know, you,
yeah.
I don't know. He has his way, and he gets the last say. So, and there's some interesting things going on, like you've been talking about earlier. So,
yeah, one of the things that I've seen too, and it's just like, I mean, just the headlines on it just kind of makes you stop and think. And anyway, it says paranoid Dems introduce unconstitutional bill banning militias, and it starts off with Senator Edward J. Markey of Massachusetts, Democrat, and Congressman Jamie Raskin. Introduced legislation on Thursday that would effectively outlaw militias in America. The proposal highlights the Democrats' complete disregard for the U.S. Constitution as the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, as the Bill of Rights clearly states. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's the right. The militia is the last line of defense for the nation when it comes to both foreign and domestic threats. And it's just like, wow. I mean, it, talk about treason. Treason on a country. I mean, it's going against everything that this country was founded on. It's pretty obvious who the terrorists are.
Yeah. They definitely want everyone, you know, just to be a defenseless, powerless, bowing down to them individually. You know, they don't want anybody to have any, and they want God completely out of the picture. I mean, you know, so it's like they're.
Did you ever think that God put this system on us? For, you know, the Bible says there's one lawgiver. If you don't want God's law, this is what you get. Everybody's doing this right in their own eyes. You know, they're going to pass these bills. That's not law at all. That's just a policy of the government. It's not law. But when you reject God, this is what he gives. And God gave us this mess because we deserve it. And like I read a couple weeks ago when John Calvin wrote, and when God's going to deal with a country, he gives them evil leaders. And if we ain't got evil leaders, you're blind.
Hey, man.
No, I don't disagree. I think that we're... Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I don't think you're wrong. I think that everything that comes down the pike is from God. I also think that this is a... I don't know what you want to call it. I call it a broomstick moment, but I think that what we're dealing with there is God's going to beat the brush and beat these ungodly people over the head until he sorts them out. He's going to thrash them. That's what he said. And thrash and thresh sound an awful lot alike. The grains coming out and the straw and the dross are going to be done away with. And I think that it's hard words. Some people are soft-hearted, but God is going to refine, purge, and winnow this group out here. And, in Noah's time, there were just a few that got on the ark and were left to renew God's plan. And I think that that's exactly what's going on here again. It's like, okay, that's fine. I mean, you're choose you this day whom you'll serve type. And so we're seeing that, and there's a lot of people out there. It's just like a lot of these cameras and stuff that are, you know, in cities that are spying on people and stuff. People like it that way. I mean, there's people out there, oh, I just feel so much safer with that, you know, and it's like we look at those sort of things, and it's like to those of us who think about God's way, it's like, no, we have a right to privacy. We have a right to do our things without Big Brother watching everything we do. You know, it's none of their business whether. And it's like, I laugh because they want them to, and see, that's a type of God. They want them to watch them with a camera. And it's like, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about? And, you know, but you say, well, God sees everything you do. And they're like, oh, I don't believe in God and everything. Because, you know, it's just, Well, if you're doing what's right, why are you worried about God watching you? You know, I mean, which one do you want to watch? Which God do you want to watch you? I guess so. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of choices coming up, choices that people are going to have to make.
Yeah, and that's what surprised me was, you know, recently, and the article that I just finished writing for the Dragon Slayer newsletter is called Big Brother's Watching, and it's basically on kind of an experience that I had with, you know, seeing some of these flock cameras that started showing up in rural La Porte, Colorado. Imagine that. And didn't know exactly all the capabilities of them and started looking into it, and it's like, it just kind of blew my mind. It was like, wow, they can do all that. They can track you. They can tell you, you know, if you're a resident, if you're not a resident, if you're part of this community, if you're not part of this community. And I take it a step forward, because I think that they're even looking for bumper stickers on those cars too. And, seeing if you're a Republican or a Democrat, or, you know, which way you vote. I think that there's a lot more to this, censorship and watching, surveillance, this, you know, spying, than people really realize. And the more that I looked into it, the more that we had some debates on it locally on some different online basically forums and stuff, and Facebook chats for the local community. And that's what really surprised me, is how many people just openly, not just accepted it, but wanted it, and it made them feel safe. And you know, you talk about false securities. It's, you know, having that camera out there filming is not going to make you safe. Now, if it's something that you can watch it, if you're on a screen and you're watching where somebody is or something like that, yeah, that might do it. But, you know, keeping you safe, no, that's kind of going to be one of the aftermath kind of things. It's, you know, you might be able to find out who broke into your house or your office or your business or something like that. But is it, you know, if they're breaking in and the bad guy's got a gun, do you really think that that camera is going to do anything? And that's what surprised me. It's just, you know, this false security that people have and how they just willingly accept it. And they just want it everywhere. They just want everything under camera. And it's like, you know, the attitude is, well, just, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to worry about it. You know, that's not the point. It's, you know, being tracked everywhere that you go is a point.
Well, yeah, and observation brings on profiling, and profiling brings on discrimination. And I don't care who you are or which side of the equation you're on; those are kind of a given. You know, I mean, when you meet somebody, you're building a profile on that person. When you're exposed to them, when you're around them, you know, and you will decide whether you want to be friends, whether you want to hang out, whether you want to, you know, what you want to do. That's just a human nature. So, you know, actually, for some of those people who feel that way, I suppose if they profile out to a certain way, they may be safer. But how do you know that if you profile out, like you were saying, whether they're conservative or Christian or whatever, they can build this profile, it may not protect you at all. As a matter of fact, it may make it worse for you. So, yeah, I can see the point.
So what they're looking for is where the resistance is. That's what they're looking for. They ain't looking about protection. They just want to know who pulls in the scriptures from America parking lot and all that kind of stuff. They, like you said, they're building profiles. They want to know where their resistance is.
Yep. I agree with that. And I also think that, you know, people are going to put their faith somewhere, and they're going to have, you know, if you don't have faith in God, and if you don't have faith in, you know, then yeah, absolutely, you're gonna want everything that you possibly can, everything that's going to protect you. And that's what, you know, encourage people in the times that we're living in. You got to have faith. Without the Lord in your life, and without having that faith, people are lost.
Yeah. For this is our, well, we were, I was we were kind of talking this morning, and, you know, when you think about it, these people have all of this faith in the leadership of today. Well, this candidate's going to save us, or this one's going to save us, and it's like, and it's false. There is no hope in them. Our Bible says, you know, that our hope is our faith, and that faith is the substance of things hoped for, and, you know, and that it all comes from our God. So until you can commit to that, you're going to have problems with the response you get from the arm of flesh, I think. Still connected?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that we're dealing in a time right now when there's so much, and the other thing is there's so much phoniness out there. My goodness. What's FX? We've got movie FX. We've got everything else. I did see an article today that I thought was interesting, a little bit of a change, but they were talking about the employment numbers being down and several different things like that, and one of the best, I thought, kind of the best summarization of that was, well, if everybody was dying from not being vaccinated, that'd be like the top headline in the news, you know, that, oh, well, all these unvaccinated people are dying, you know, because they're stupid, you know, and they're, you know, they wouldn't listen. And, but instead, we have all these people dying as a result of being vaccinated, and there are these issues. So I think that, I think when we think about that, it's kind of a, because there's a major bunch of that going on, and I'm at least convinced in my own mind that that is a massive culling of what was going on, and I think that there's several individuals out there in power that this is exactly what its designed effect was for.
Right, sure, you know, right.
That's what they wanted done.
And I don't think we've seen anything yet, too. I think that as time goes on, too, we're going to see more and more and more of it.
Yeah, I agree. So, they want to. And I think, you know, when we get right down to it, God's way brings life, their way brings death. We see it over and over again. You know, whether it's sickness or war or, you know, all the things that, or I should say, pointless, senseless wars. I mean, who knows what's going on over there with all this battle stuff? They just got things turned up all the time. You have no idea. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure it's all lies and smoke and mirrors. But you know, that's what we're seeing. It's a state of confusion.
Well, we're being refined. What's really going on? We're being refined. You get to choose who you follow, you know, and myself included. You come up through Judeo-Christianity, you're double-minded for long, and you got to keep purging those thoughts away. And it's a process for me, and it took a while to the point that, you know, it's that people make choices. God said, choose life or choose death. Now, you know, and these people don't make laws. They make things, and then and my neighbor is actually my worst enemy because, yeah, you have a gun. Well, you get rid of the gun, everything will change. That don't change it. Faith in God changes it all. And he said, buy a sword. You have the right to defend yourself. I never want to use it, but I want to. If I have to, I need it. You know what I mean? And that's double-mindedness. Judeo-Christianity in itself is double-mindedness. You know, Judaism and Christianity are incompatible. But that's what we're dealing with, my neighbors and everybody. But you got the radical that don't go to church or anything, and every once in a while, there's a guy I know, you wouldn't think he knew anything, but he does know the Bible. But he just is so fed up with it, don't talk about it. You know, he was a truck driver. He's 86. You'd think he was 76. I mean, you know, they had a birthday party a few years ago, must have been 16 years ago, and he looked like he was 50 then. But he just, and the other day I heard him say, well, if you go to a doctor, you're going to find something wrong with you. So, and that's, but the thing of it is, you just don't know who's who out here. You know, the enemy's in your own house. That's just a fact of life.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You can have the same mother and dad and two different people, let me tell you that from experience.
Yeah. Well, and one thing that I've noticed, too, is as with this, with the censorship and stuff that's going on, my wife, she's big into health and natural health and an alternative medicine and alternative therapies. And she recently put some stuff online on stuff, you know, just basically stuff that, you know, she's researched and stuff that we've used for years and stuff that, you know, that are, you can find them in alternative medicine books and in simple stuff like vitamin C and vitamin D and how they can help with the common cold. And we have a flu buster pack that just works phenomenal with people that get the flu or get COVID. And cuts the recovery time down into a fraction. And we've actually got several doctor's offices that buy some of this, purchase some of this stuff that we get manufactured, and certain vitamin D's and stuff like that. And when she's posts this stuff online, it's getting flagged for false information, and they're saying that, you know, there's no scientific research supporting that this can actually do anything. And that's one of the ways that I've really noticed that they are censoring stuff. They're wanting people to go to the doctors. They're wanting people to believe these doctors, and the ones that they're pushing are the people that are continuing to push the vaccination issue. And it's getting hard. I mean, there's a lot of information out there on how many deaths and how many problems that these vaccinations are causing. And but it's one of those things that you can see the information one minute and you can go back to the exact same place and it's gone the next. They're really trying to hide that from people. And there's information, you can see it, but it's just it's amazing how much censorship is actually going on. And that's one thing that I have noticed in just doing research and following news is that it can be here 1 minute and gone the next. And that's something that back in the past I didn't notice.
Well, these adverse times brings the real people out. You know, how many times a week can messed up on something and then we had to correct our thinking, you know, and this is what's going to happen with these kind of people, you know, that people come to them for help. And then somebody, you know, how many times went to a doctor and the guy says, well, I'm taking this and this, and they didn't really want to hear it because they were programmed in med school, you know,
right.
drugs, that's what they're programmed, you know. But the difference is when you hear the truth, if you do something with it, you know, if you're not just for the money, you probably will never hear the truth. So, but if you're in for a person's health, you will change because, hey, this is working. And, you know, what I do in agriculture, things that work consistently for over 3 years, I went with. But sometimes you just luck out and something happens. But when you can prove it over time, then it's the real deal. And, there's an awakening going on in this country. We don't know who's who. Like the prophet thought he was the last one. There was 3,000 that bothered near the Baal. So, we don't know many's out there, and you know, there's a lot of Catholics that are just really good-hearted. They're strict. They live what they believe and stuff like that. You know, some I know. I mean, they put me to shame on some of the strictness, and they just live it. You know, and there's nobody you can't learn something from, good or bad. But there is an awakening coming, and God is dealing with us worldwide. I mean, look at the rebellion in Holland and Germany and the things they're starting to push back. But they got these people up in the Ivory Tower just turning up the heat on their prices of like diesel fuel and fertilizer and stuff like that.
And taxes.
But if we grasp it, you know, look at Gabe Brown. Now, that was, you read that book, and everybody forgets how long a period of time that was done over. Everybody goes out and wants it to happen just like that. And he'll tell you, you've got to make it work yourself. And, you know, he's chasing us. I'm sure the fertilizer industry is totally wrong. You know, they've been able to stimulate crops out. Well, that's coming to the end. The ground's so dead that it ain't working anymore. But that's going to force us to change our ways. And it's going on. We don't know how many there are. The farm markets are just flourishing, you know. And And the big four, you know, they went from 25% control of the beef in this country to 85% in a real short time. But they would buy up. There's a story. They bought up a slaughterhouse in California. It was killing 1,500 cattle a day. One of the big four bought it, and they tore it down. They're just following it. They're after the food. Their cows fart too much and everything like that, not just bologna. Too much CO2. When you have more CO2, plants grow better. So the whole thing is backwards, just like gun control. Don't take the guns away. Take the attitude to kill, also not kill.
Yeah.
Everything is backwards.
I think it's a case of... we see a lot of lazy people. I mean, and I'm not, you know, it requires, there's an attitude there that says, with God's help, I can do anything. But a lot of people get the God's help part okay, but they don't have the do thing. You know, sometimes God requires sweat equity, or, you know, there's going to be some effort involved. So, We kind of tend to think that, you know, we all ought to just be handed everything on a silver platter. And it's like, it doesn't always work like that. And God does give us a lot of things very graciously and with minimal effort. But some things require much more effort. And I'm reminded of talking about the doctor angle. when was the last time you knew anybody who went in and was treated for something, and they were like, yeah, I went and seen him for 2 weeks, and you know what? He told me to go home. I'm cured. they just want you to come back till you die. You know, I mean, it's like you're never – they manage it. They don't – they give you a maintenance program, and they manage your sickness. They don't remove it. So and really, that's a microcosm of the whole world situation. They create a problem, they manage it, and they farm too. They just don't farm the ground. You know, they're farming something different.
Well, you know, I think they're becoming Christian. Life's going to get easy, and that's just about the last thing that happens. You know, when I can look back and I think, man, everybody wanted to know. Well, I'll tell you what, just about nobody wanted to know. And that's a little stressful on you. You know, you have good motives. I wanted them to know, but man, they didn't want to know, period. And I had a youth group, and I played them a tape, Charles Stanley, the father every child needs, and I tricked them and I got them there once, and they never come back a second. They wouldn't even change for their own children.
Yeah. Just sad. But he's calling, so. You know,
it's being refined.
Yep.
It's being refined. And it is a remnant. It's not enough to do the whole room.
Well, and I'm surprised how many of these, and I've seen it happen. I'm getting old enough now, I've seen it happen. But, you know, mom and dad are worthless, antichrist, liberal, loving people. And somehow a child comes out of there that's... follows God. I mean, that's a miracle. You know, you see that kind of stuff go on, and it's like, yeah, wow. So, you know, I mean, that's an amazing situation, and you know, I've seen some of that stuff happen. So, you know, praise the Lord. But and really, if you get down to it, and you look at a lot of that kind of stuff, you know, Abraham was that way. I mean, his father Terah worked for Nimrod and was an evil person, but God called Abraham out of that, you know, and Abraham served God, and he said, no one else ever served God as good as Abraham from then till now. So, I mean, it's it can happen. There's biblical prerequisites for it, and God deals with us each individually also. So that's really, really nice not to be thrown off of the under the bus just because of who your parents were or whatever, you know.
Well, one thing
sometimes bad homes make some really good people. I know one case, you know, I don't know that her parents, but I guess it was not good. But she is just, this fall she asked me, you got your Christmas shopping done? I said, I don't really shop. I just buy if I want them. I go get it. And she says, why do we lie to our children about Santa Claus and stuff? You know? And then she says, why do we have all the different religions? There's only one God. You know, and this, she came out of a terrible home from what I understand. So, and there's other cases, but. If you learn from their mistakes, watch it happen. And I said, I ain't doing that again. So, God's hand is in it.
Yeah, and
well, look where Jesus went to get his disciples. He didn't go to the university to get the doctorate degree. He went down to the docks and got the guy who didn't think too high.
Well, and we always hear our people talking about, you know, it's like, I just feel so different. I feel different. I looked up the definition, one of the definitions. I don't have the Webster's 1828 in front of me, but it says, not the same as another or each other, unlike in nature, form, and quality. The definition number two is distinct and separate. And I think that that's one of the things that we're talking about is we are different than them. We're different than the world. We wear a different brand than they do. We serve a different God than they do. We are set apart from them. We are a different quality than they are. We're a different form in nature than they are. It's the difference between they and us. And that's one of the things that we really need to, you know, get that down is, you know, you talk to somebody and it's sometimes you just say, you know, they just don't get it. They just don't understand. Maybe it's because they're different. Maybe it's because they're unlike us in nature, form, quality. You know, maybe they're not to be separate. And, you know, that's what we are to be, is separate from this world. I mean, we're in it all the time. But it's something that, you know, just making that conscious, recognition that, you know, maybe this isn't one of us. Maybe this person is a different person, or maybe I am different from them, can answer a lot of different questions.
Amen. Absolutely. Come out and be separate.
Amen.
Right. So,
well, we've got about 5 minutes. Why don't you guys go ahead and close out with a couple of words?
Well, I just think that I think God's got a lot of things going on right now. We're seeing all these changes going on all around us, and I think it's an opportunity to. We were talking about it this morning. You can choose the arm of strength to save the arm of man, you know, or you can choose God's strength to save you. And I think that one of my New Year's resolutions is to lean on my Heavenly Father and my Savior more this year and to make sure that I depend on Him for those things, you know, for that answer, for that power, for that wisdom to make the correct decisions, and just kind of recommit myself to that again, to choose Jesus. So that's we were talking about resolutions last time around, and that was one of the ones that I considered to be a major deal, which is basically what we've been talking about today, be different. So I'm going to leave it with that.
Well, what we're talking about here is self-examination, you know, and that's what I'm dealing with myself at the time. We got to look at ourselves and make sure we're doing the right things and we're light on the hill. And then I hear these people, well, if we don't do this, America's doomed, you know, and they ain't doomed. But when I take that story of the Israelites go across the Red Sea through Europe and into here, I said, God's not done with us. And, you know, that gives me a lot of hope and a lot of courage and a lot of strength when I understand that He's not done with us. You know, we certainly got it coming. But somewhere, where was I reading the other? I think it was Jeremiah, too. I'll forgive you, but you got a price to pay yet. And I'm going to punish you. And, That's a principle. You can look it up. It's all more than one place in the Bible. But he is not done with us. We are that people. And that soul, people drag their religion. They can't let go of it. And, you know, I've thrown the baby out with the bathwater many times that I go back and pick it up. But you've got to realize, rely not on your own understanding. That was a huge verse to me. It means the truth is outside of my brain. It's somewhere else. So I realized when I wasn't that great of a person anymore, that it made it a whole lot easier to know where the truth came from. And when his word says something, it's the end of the matter. And most religion adjusts the words to fit their theology. So.
Amen. Well, we are out of time. Thanks, Ben, for being here. And again, folks, apologize about the delay and the we had a bunch of technical difficulties, had to switch studios, but we were here, and thank you for being here. Have a good day.
Thank you.
America, America, is it too late to save you? Will foreign troops invade your soil? Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, America, the tide is rising.